Good morning to all of you. Welcome here today. Glad to have you here. This is a day that we've all been looking forward to a lot. Maybe with some anticipation and maybe a little sadness to see the school year over. But it's been a good year. It's been a very, very good year. And thanks to a lot of people, especially our teachers. Let's all stand together for prayer. Our Father in heaven, just thank you this morning that we can come together like this, that we can just want to especially thank you here this morning for the privilege of being able to have a Christian day school, a school that teaches your values, Lord. And Lord, I just pray that you would bless the children, their teachers, as they share with us here this morning what is on their hearts, what they prepared for us. God, I just pray your blessing on each one of them. Just pray for the ones here that couldn't be here because of sickness, other reasons. Lord, just keep your hand over them. Bless them. Ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Well, really enjoyed those first two songs, and I think we have a lot more really good stuff coming. And children, really looking forward to hearing what you have to share. And we'll turn the time over to teachers, starting with Miss Juanita, and just work the way up through the grades.
my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee.
Thank you. which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race.
He's going forth from the ends of the heaven, and is so got unto the ends of it. There is nothing hid from the heat thereof.
The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple.
The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord are pure, enlightening the eyes.
The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether.
More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Psalm 19:1-10.
I pray to my Father each day. wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and taking the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints.
The battle belongs to the Lord.
and we sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. When the enemy presses and heart, do not fear. The battle belongs to the Lord. Take courage, my friend, your redemption is near. The battle belongs to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. We sing
not my law.
For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. For he taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments, and live.
Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee.
Wisdom is a principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, and use all thy getting get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her.
She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Hear, O my son, and receive my sins, and years of thy life shall be many.
I have taught thee in the way of wisdom, I have led thee in right paths. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be strangled, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble.
Take fast hold of instruction, let her not go, keep her, for she is thy life. Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it, and pass away.
The bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence, for the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more into the perfect day.
The way of the wicked is his darkness, they know not at what they stumble. My son, attend to my words, confine them unto my sayings.
Let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health unto all their flesh.
Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.
Put away from thee a foul mouth and perverse lips. Put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee.
Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established.
Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil.
To the Do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have the glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward.
Oh, now do this all, that not their left hand know what their right hand doeth.
That thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly.
And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward.
But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly.
But when you pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they should be heard for their much speaking.
Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him.
After this manner therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you.
But if ye forgive not their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward.
For thou when thou fastest, one for him lost their face.
But thou appear not to men to fast, but thy Father which seeth in secret, and thy Father which is in secret, shall reward thee openly.
Try to fill your deepest longings. You can try.
sing alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Christ burst the chains that bound the grave, and freed the earth he came to save. Sing alleluia, sing alleluia, alleluia. Thank you.
down.